There's a sign in front of Pam Varney and Bob Funk's West Juneau house that reads Heen Kuhit. Translated from Tlingit, it means creek house or house by the water. But for a few days, it was literally a house in the water. Dehumidifiers run on the second floor and a musty smell permeates the entire house when I visit. Varney leads me down to the first floor where the carpet squishes underfoot.
Oh, carpet is still wet.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sopping.
Sopping wet, yeah. So this is our furnace room and yeah, it's just stinky in here. It's just pretty bad.
Varney says she woke up before dawn September 2nd with water levels rising in the creek that runs just feet from the front door. The water completely covered a footbridge and flooded the house's first floor with more than 3 feet of water.
Our furnace, I believe, is toast. Our septic drain field is toast.
Some clothes and downstairs furniture, including a brand new bed, were all likely ruined with water and backed up sewage. But Varney is really worried about baby pictures that got soaked. She hopes they can be dried out and saved. So what happened? As part of the current improvements for the Douglas Highway, bridge, and roundabout, construction crews were installing an insulated liner for a culvert that allows the creek to run under the highway and empty into Gatineau Channel. They placed some pumps and created a couple of dams on the upstream side of the culvert so the liner could cure overnight in dry conditions. But heavy rain overwhelmed the pumps. Water spilled over the dams, filled up the culvert, and plugged it up. And that flooded the house and yard.
Sounds like you really don't have any animosity toward CECON or subcontractors.
No, definitely not. It's just
I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. Maybe not quite that big, but you know, you just move on. It's not
It's
not like they were trying to do it.
Yeah, I don't think they realized just how much water comes down this creek. And when it really starts raining, you could hear the boulders going down.
Contractors brought in more pumps and dug up the road in front of the house. A pair of excavators rammed in steel pilings from the channel side to unplug the culvert. Insurance companies for both the couple and contractors are trying to figure out the damages. Julie Olson of the main contractor, CECON, says it was an unfortunate incident and they're grateful no one was hurt.
They've just really been gracious and understanding, and you know, they've said that they don't blame us. They don't think it's our fault. I mean, although we don't really know at this point whose fault it is. They've just been nice, and we're very grateful for that.
Varney and Funk bought the greenhouse with red and white trim over 25 years ago, renovated it, and added a garage and efficiency apartment. It's set back a ways with trees and the creek masking highway traffic sounds. Days after the water receded, Varney and Funk were still piling up soaked personal belongings to haul to the dump. They'll need a new furnace and must now connect up to city sewer. The outside siding and the downstairs drywall and flooring all need to be ripped out.
It's nothing huge, you know, for contractor type people. Big problem is finding somebody to do it. And right now, everybody's busy as a cat in a litter box.
The couple are staying with friends and plan to find an apartment nearby while demolition and renovations are underway. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.